Hello again and welcome. This is Carol Astbury, and today I'd like to talk to you about the significance of marriage. Obviously, if you're watching this video, it means that congratulations are in order because you've already made the decision to marry. Now, marriage has significance in three particular aspects. There is a social, a cultural, and of course a legal aspect to marriage. And the first one I'd like to talk about today is the social significance of marriage. Marriage is a community event. It's an event which is shared by your family and close friends who come together on the day of your marriage to celebrate with you, but also to witness your commitment to each other. In the marriage ceremony, couples make a vow to each other where they promise to share their love, to support each other, and to respect and love each other. And the intention is that that should last for a lifetime. A marriage ceremony involves family members and friends. It's an occasion of social acceptance. It's a rite of passage. There is an assumption of maturity and the ability that the couple from now on may, in fact, start a family. And so there are social significances involved with the bringing up of children in a marriage relationship. The second significant point I would like to talk about is the cultural aspect of marriage. We use a lot of traditions in marriage ceremonies, some of which have been used for centuries. The giving of the ring, the pledge to each other, the exchange sometimes of items of food in various cultures, and many, many other items that have been used for centuries. When couples from different cultures marry, it's a wonderful thing to be able to involve some of those traditions and customs that are traditional for their individual families and bring them together into a ceremony, which makes the ceremony incredibly meaningful. It gives a sense of belonging, respect of those traditions, and the families just love that when you enhance the ceremony by using something which is very special and perhaps unique to each of those families coming together, who come together for the ceremony. Marriage in the past has been known to form alliances between families, and that has always been a great way of giving enduring respect and peace in the land, perhaps, on some occasions. Now, the third aspect I'd like to talk about is actually the legal aspect of marriage, which is incredibly significant. As we've already mentioned, a couple who are marrying make a vow to one another to stay together with the intention of that union being for life. There are words that must be spoken in the ceremony which have legal effect. There are also documents which have to be signed both prior to the ceremony when you give your notice of intended marriage to a celebrant, minister or officiant. And after the ceremony, you have three certificates in Australia anyway, and I would imagine in most places there are three certificates of marriage, usually one which is given directly to the couple, one which is sent to a state authority for the document to be registered, and the third copy would be kept by the church or the celebrant as a record of that marriage having taken effect. Witnesses are asked to sign the document as well, as is the officiant or the celebrant, and so those are legal documents and the marriage becomes legally binding. But there are other aspects to the legality of the marriage which perhaps we don't always consider fully prior to making the decision to marry. One of those aspects could be the fact that your taxation situation may change. on becoming a married couple. If you've made a will prior to the ceremony, that will may become invalidated. That certainly is the case in Australia. It's something you would want to check out in your own country of residence. If you have some social security payments, they may be affected by marriage. There are also inheritance considerations to take into account. How will the children inherit? And if this is a second marriage, how will that affect children from perhaps a first marriage? So there are some really significant issues to be considered. And of course, once a couple start to have their own family, there are rights for the children to be considered as well. Now, family is considered to be the cornerstone of our society. So before we make the decision to marry, all of these significant circumstances should be well considered and discussed between the bride and groom, and of course, advice from their families as well. I'm sure you will take the time to consider all of these things before you take the step to marry. And I wish you every success and every happiness in your future together as husband and wife. So thank you for listening, and I hope to talk to you again sometime soon. All the best.